We are on Daf, Pei, Omed Aleph. Two lines from the bottom. Rav Ushmul Varavasi Iklu Lebei Shavua Ben. These three Amiroim met by a Shavua Ben. Omri lo lebei Yeshua haben. Now let us see Rashi and Tosfos exactly what this is. Rashi says Shavua haben beris mila al shem shavru olov shivas yomim. That's the title Shavua haben, a ben that 7 days passed already, 7 complete days passed, and now it's the 8th day. Yeshua haben, mishte shoisin lepidyon haben habcher. Yeshua mitargeminon pulkon, kemoi pidyon. Rabbi Kebeger says, tzorch loima vayoisha, vayoisha mitargeminon uporak. So, pulkon and pidyon is the same thing. So, memele, so, there's a machloikis, if they met by a bris, or they met by a pidyon haben. Now, the Marsha's medayik from Rashi, that Shavua haben, bris mila, Rashi doesn't mention mishte. So it seems, so from here we can't bring a raya that there's a mitzvah to make a suda by a bris. They came to the bris, to the etzem bris, by pidyon haben. We see they came to the Suda. Mishte sha'isin lepidyon haben. So here we have a makor midivrei chazal that one makes a mishte by a pidyon haben. Zoktoisvis lebei Yeshua haben. Perish akuntris pidyon haben. Vechein ha'oruch bekoshe ba'af al gav metargeminin pidyon pulkon. Yikomokim en shayich loshin Yeshua. The loshin Yeshua is not applicable by opinion haben. Rabbi Netam Pirish, or the Gil says Rabbi Nechananu Pirish, shenoylet shom ben. Yeshua ben means that a ben was born. Or shem shahavlad noisha v'nimlat mimei imoy. Till now it was Beveis HaSurim. Now it became, that's called a Yeshua, it was Nimlat Mimei Imoy, Kedersi Vihimlita Zocho, Noket Loshin Yeshua. So that's the Loshin Yeshua. It was Noisha. For Yerigilim Lasei Sude. They used to make a Sude on this occasion. Now, the Tumas Hadeshin, in Simen Reish Samach Tes, says as follows. Number one, he brings a raya, whatever it was, it has a din of a sudas mitzvah, because the Gemara says in Chulin that Rav was only loyhoye misani misudas rishus. So we see whatever Yeshua ben is, if it's a pidyon ben, or, because we'll see, this is a shalom zocha, so this is a din of a sudas mitzvah, voyu regilin lasei sud. So the Tumas Hadeshin says, Uma sha'onu noigim achshav, la'acher shenoilat zocha, nichnosim l'shom litaim b'leili Shabbos. One goes to the where the ben is, and one is toyim on Shabbos, leili Shabbos, he sudas mitzvah. V'hainu oisei sude shepirish Rabbein Chananu. That's what we have a minig. We make a shalom zochor. So the makor of this minig is the Rabbein Chananu's pshat in our Gemara Yeshua ben that they made a sude. That the child was noisha v'nimlat mimei imoy. B'kavo b'leil Shabbos, why do we make the Suda b'davkin leil Shabbos? B'shor shakel mitzuyim b'vateyim. So the Tumas Hadeshin says that Emerson, they could have made it any night of the year. And any night of the after the later they could have made it, but they made it Leil Shabbos because Hakel Mitzuyim Bevateim, so that's a good time to be Mishtatif in the Shalom Zocha. This is a Tumas Hadeshin. But I in the Dogon Bevove, in Yeredeye, Seiv Simen, Kufayim Ches, is Chaylik on the Tumas Hadesh. The Dogon Amavove says, Nira Lefiani is Daiti, Sheyahoyu Regilim Lasei Suda Zu, this Suda that Rabbi Nachananel says, that they made, that the child was Nimlat, Benoisha, he says, this Suda was made Belaila Shekoidem Hamila, this is the Vachnach, this is the Vachnach. Lismoich Suda Zu Samuch LeMitzvahs Mila. Before the Mitzvahs Mila, they made a Suda. And the Leida Saben, Kilepeirish HaTrumas HaDeshen, because yes, according to the Trumas HaDeshen, Dahainu Beleil Shabbos, so it's nothing to do with the Bris. Like this, according to the to his pshat, the Vachnach, so this is the night before the Bris, so we make ready a Suda and the Yeshua that we experience till now, and then we're going Michael Ochoil to the Bris. But according to the Trumas Hadeshin that we're speaking about, a Shalom Zocho, that is made Leil Shabbos, Koshe Lama Ein Oisin Suda Gamla Nekeve, so the Dogum of Ove is, so why do you make Tafka Shalom Zochel? Make for Nekeva also. Shegam ken nimlata meirechem. So I'm here to kekashe. I'm here to kekashe on the Trumas Hadeshin. If the whole Suda has nothing to do with a Zochel, really could make it the first night also, but they chose a night that everyone is home, Shakel Mitzim Bevateyim. So what shaykhis does this say is dafke to a zocha? Why don't you make it for the cable also? I thought perhaps we could forever this kasha. There's a interesting kafa chayim in Simon Reishchav Heis of Kotten Tezvot. It brings down a ha'ore. In Shulchan Aruch it says that when a son becomes bar mitzvah, you make a broche, boruch sheptorani me'einshi shalozeh. So the Kafachayim asks, why didn't you make by an akeve? Also the same thing, she became a gdoyle, should also make boruch sheptorani. So, he brings down a machloikis, what the inyan of boruch sheptorani is, what the mechuvan of the broche is, but let us just go in one mahalach that he mentions, which perhaps is Negei Alon. So he brings from the Levush says, what's the broche? Boruch sheptorani me'oinshoi shalozeh. So the Levush says, the pshat is, Chazal tell us, bonim ktanim, achmona netzlon, meisim ba'avoin aviyim. Achmona netzlon, ktanim or meisim, bonim ktanim or meisim ba'avoin aviyim. And if Rachmanin Islam this occurs, so the Ob is Nenash Aleihem, so now the father has an Einish, Mibnei Shehu Goram Misosam. He was Goram their Misa. So Memele, not only is there never Chatzorah that the child dies, but there's an Einish to the father, Shegoram Misosam. Now, if Lemaise, the son becomes bar mitzvah. So now, it's not bonim ktanim meisim. So al kaponim, this tzorah will never occur. So that's the broche, boruch sheptorani me'onshei shalozeh. Then I won't be nenash on his misa because he's a godel. That's the broche. Fine. זוקט קאף חיים אמויים בקזח. והבאס, he says, if a daughter, הבאס לא יסי עונש בחייתה אוף, a daughter will never be ננש from the חייתה אוף, שהיא תחס מזלו של ביילו. אמויר את הקזח. That is, a din bas ployni le ployni. She's not, she came on this world to be Yenim's wife. So memele, so she isn't governed. That means she isn't judged by that if the father had the zwei beduik the loshna gemor bonim ktanim meisim bavoy naviyem. That the bonim by the bavoy naviyem. But the bonis, he says, the bonis there, that's pas pleini le pleini, she's tachas mazel, b'shal baylo, so afilu, so the mazel of the baal will be, I mean, she came to be his wife, so why should she be nenash, because of the averis of the father? That's a continuation of the father, but she came to become his wife. As I zokt kafachaim. So perhaps it's nitin leyomar that this suda that we thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that the child was born nimleto noishad was a yeshua. So it could be this suda is a similar thing than the Bor Shep Tarani. I mean, the uber was in a beis asurim. And you will make a suda thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was nimlat v'noisha. Why shouldn't it be nimlat v'noisha? It could be Rachman and Etzlan, the father is Averis, a memela. So it could be not nimlat v'noisha, so memela, and this we make a suda v'zocha. But by the Nekeve, and we don't know who the chosen is to make a shalom zocha. Maybe for the Nekeve, the chosen maybe, would be pasik he should make that his wife was born, but who knows who the chosen is. So Mela could be, that is why they weren't misaking this by an Akeda. A Gavulcha I saw in Sefer HaBris, he has a different pshat in Shavua HaBen, but he says something merdik interesting. He wants to say, not like the Rabbeinu Hananel, he wants to say, Shavua Ben is going on the child is Nishba. Rumashbiya, the child, when he comes on this world, he should be Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs. He's a Psamushba Voimed. That's what we make the Suda. So he has a problem over there, so why didn't you make it for Abbas? She's also Mushba Voimed. So he says, The Yavit says, Shekol ha-neshomis zocha v'nekeve painboy. All neshomis are not this, the nesham I once heard from the Rashi Rabbi Yankiv Zachayna Lebroche, he said, Chazal tell us, aboyim yoim kaidem yitziras avlad, achizen bas ployni leployni. So yes, why is it necessary to know right away, now the koydim, aboim yoim koydim yitziras avlad means this is the reg of Hiroi. So by the reg of Hiroi, machizim, we have to know who the bas ployni leployni will be. So why is it necessary now to know who his zivig will be? So he said, amoir di kezach, and it seems the Yaivetz also says something similar. He says that Emerson, even though they're two gufim, the Zochron and the Keva are two gufim, it's one neshama. It's one neshama that's split up between the Zochron and the Keva. So memele, b'shas the heroin and the neshama is sent down min ha-shamayim. It's not half neshamas. There's one neshama. Now the one neshama is made up of the Zochron and the Keva. That's the neshama b'shlei Musa. That's the neshama b'shlei Musa. And then the neshama divides into gufim, but it's one neshama. It's one neshama. That's why you have to know who the bas pleini le pleini is. The Yavid says, he says, Mamish this Yisod, Shekol Hanishomis Zocher V'Nekeva Hein Boim, V'Nekeva Nichleles Boi. That means, she's a psachelik of the Zocher. It's not like a one Nishomet. V'Ket the Ike Nishomis in the Zocher, she's Nichlal in the Zocher. So she's not like an entity Bifnei Atzma, she's a Nitbal to the Zocher. So could be the simcha that's made on the Zohar is also Kailo, that he was born with this Nitpal. Could be, since it's a Pshias Adin Nitpal, could be that's why we don't make a Suda for her. Now, we have a very interesting Maisa. So we have three Gedolei Amiroim. Going to Bris, to Shalom Zocher, to Pidin Aben. They came to the door. Rav loy ayol kamei de Shmuel. Come to the door, they're the standstill. Rav did not want to go in before Shmuel. Shmuel loy ayol kamei de Ravasi. Shmuel did not want to go in before Ravasi. So Rashi says, Shmuel loy ayol kamei de Ravasi. Shoye godlu mimeno. Ravasi was greater than Shmuel. Ravasi, Talmud shel Ravu. Ravasi was a Talmud of Rav. We'll see later why Rav was Magdim Shmuel. And Ravasi, loy ayol kamei de Rav. And Ravasi did not want to go in before Rav. So now we have here a problem. We're at a standstill. That means Rav wanted Shmuel should go in front of him. Shmuel did not want to go in front of Ravasi, because Ravasi was bigger than him. Rav is Mavata, so that's Rav's Cheshbon, but he did not want to enter before Ravasi. And Ravasi did not want to enter before Rav, because Rav was his Rebbe. So there's a problem. So they're standing there outside, trying to figure out who should go in first. Omri man nisrach. So they decided the only way we could solve this problem is that they all shouldn't go in together. Two should go in together and one will wait outside. And then later he'll come in. And we'll see that will solve the problem. Nisrach Shmuel. So they said Shmuel, who was the Kotn Shebekulo, he should stay outside. V'neisi Rav v'Ravasi. Rav and Ravasi should go in. Rav was the Rebbe of Ravasi. So it's first Rav and Ravasi. And then Shmuel stood outside and Shmuel is going to go in later. Frag the Gemore v'Nisrach Rav. I mean, that's one way to solve the problem. Good. But there's another way to solve the problem. Let Rav stand outside. And then it'll be Rav Asi and Shmuel. Oy Rav Asi, or may let Rav Asi stand outside, and then it'll be Shmuel and Rav, because Rav wanted that Shmuel should come first. So the Gemara answers, Rav Milse Ba'almu the Ovid Leil Shmuel. That what Rav wanted that Shmuel should go in first, was not because Be'emes and Shmuel was greater than Rav. Shmuel was smaller than Rav. So al tilchis kvoi talmud chochem, so Rav should go in first. But he felt obligated to let Shmuel come in first to be mefayish Shmuel. Mishum hu maise delatye, because there was a maise. The Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos Hashrek lecha maise that Rav was mekalel Shmuel. So Memela, he wanted to be Mephayasim, and Shmuel Nebuch didn't have any children. And he wanted to be Mephayasim, so therefore he wanted that Shmuel should come first. Hadabre Rav Olei. So Mela, Rav was like Mamlech Shmuel over him. And Memela, that was the Cheshbon. So I saw in Minchas Yehuda explains as follows. He says like this, if Rav stayed outside. So he says, then there's no inyan of kibud l'shmul. Av is not coming in now. He says, the kibud of Shmul would be, if they're coming in together, and he says Shmul should go in first. That would be the pious, with what he would want to be Mephiah Shmul, to let him come in first. If Rav doesn't come in, there's b'chol no kibud of Shmul. What? He wanted to be Mephiah, the din wasn't Mephiah, this, he wanted to be Mephiah, sin. But there was a problem, how it should be. So Mele, he stood there, so there was no answer, so he would stay outside. So he wouldn't be Mechabed, he wouldn't be Mechabed Shmuel. There's no kibbutz in that. And so he's not accomplishing what he wanted to accomplish. So, but then there's a problem, so why should Rav Asi go in and Rav should stay outside? So it would be better that Rav Asi should stay outside. That's better than Rav should stay outside. And the best thing would be if Shmuel should stay outside. Because if Shmuel, because in Yesod, in Halacha, Shmuel was the Kotn Shebegulam. So in Halacha, that means we could, so in Halacha, Shmuel is the Kotn Shebegulam. So Lamaise, it was best that he should stay outside. And then we would go up, Pialoche, there'll be Rav and Rav Asi, and later Shmuel will come in. And this is better than Rav or Rav Asi staying outside, because Mitzadecho tastes, I mean, why should they stay outside and the others should come in? It's not called a kibbutz to Shmuel, and it's preferable for Kelt that if someone has to stay outside, let it be Shmuel. So Bekitza, let's see what Rashi says. Man nitrach mi yisach mi bachutz v'yovei achroine yechidi. Who's going to stay outside? And later he'll come in alone. Nit nisrach shmur bachutz v'yovei rav v'rabasi rav achakach tamid. So the Gemara says, milse ba'almo hu da'ovid l'shmur. Shmur kodn shebekulamoy. Not because in Ruchas Kovet the Shmuel comes first. He wanted to be mechabit him and to be mated with him. So Memela, so that is why he had wanted to do it, but Lemaise, it could not come out. So the Gemara says a very interesting ma'aseh, ada hochi v'hochi. Now they were busy deciding how they're going to enter the bris, the piyin haben. Osa shunre kotei liyoda diyanuke. In the meantime, a cat came and bit off the hand of this tinnik that he'd been making, the bris of the piyin haben. Or the Shalom Zocha, a cat came and bit the hand. Rashi says, Adahochi Vahochi Davi Misalvi, they were in the middle of disagreeing one with the other who should go in first. Osa Shunre Vikoti Lyoda Dahu Yanuke. This Yanuke that they were going to participate in the Suda or the Bris is a cat bit off his hand. Lulay the Mistafina, I would say, why does the Gemara say, Ad the Hochi Bohochi? They were in the middle of, they were outside and disagreeing one with the other, who should go in first. In the meantime, a cat came and bit the tinaik. So I think if they would have been inside, the cat would not have the chutzpah to do such a thing. You have Gdaili Yisrael here, the cat would not have cat would not do such a thing. Bifneya, it wouldn't be the kedushin, the kavod haTorah would have been megan on the tinnik. But they were not outside. They were not inside. They were outside. So memela, so they didn't have the agone of these gdolei amiroi. So the cat did what it wanted to do. Nofak Rav v'dorash.
such a maise, so Rav went and said a drosha. An interesting drosha. Chatu muta lahurga, you're allowed to kill a cat. Va'osa lekaimai, you're not allowed to be mekaim a cat. Ve'ein by mishum gezel, ve'ein by mishum hoshev aveid. There's no isa of gezel, there's no mitzvah v'shoves aveid ala bayla. Fine. We'll see in Tosfos that Emerson, this drosha was not mischadish on the spur of the moment. Not that he was machadish this takone. This was a previous takone, an old takone, which was made much before him. But he wanted it, the Olam was unaware of it. You see, there were cats roaming in the, and you see, Kilkulam occurred, some Amela, so he said that, he said this drosha. Fragt die Gemorre, bekiven da amrit, mutter lehorgoi, if you're allowed to kill it, my niu su osa lekaima. So why are you telling me that you're not allowed to keep it? So Mo says, okasha. Mao de taima mutter lehorgoi, you're allowed to kill it. But isura leke, if you don't, it's a heta, you're allowed to kill it. There's no problem of killing it, but isur eleka, but if you don't kill it, so there's no isa, kamash malo. So no, you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to have a cat, you have to kill it. Bekiven da amrit ein by mishum gezel, now you said, ein by mishum gezel, maini isu ein by mishum ashiv abed, if you're allowed to steal it. That means if Reuven sees Shimon's cat roaming, he's allowed to steal it and to kill it. So why do you say there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveid? He said you're allowed to kill it. So why is the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveid? I'm a Ravina Lo'iroi. That Lo'iroi, that means, good, a cat is a mazik. You're allowed to steal the cat from him and kill the cat. But afterwards, there's oil that has a value. There's fur, there's oil. So Memele, so it's coming to tell us that you don't have to return the oil also. We'll see in Tosfos perhaps a little clearer. But let's just go further. Meisveis, the Meis Asabakaponim, we see it's also Lekaimoi, Nalatevakat. Meisvei, we learned, Abshimim ben Alozo Aimel, Megadlim, Kloven, Kufrim, Vachatulim, Kupin, so we see you're allowed to be megadol chatulim, cats. And here you said also lekaimoi. So the Gemara says loikasha ha beuchme ha bechivre. That means a black cat is not dangerous. So memele a black cat you're allowed to keep. And that's a character. You're megadol a black cat. Because the Celt, it's Lanakir Zabayas. You need the cat in the house to get rid of the rats and the mice. Hobechivle. A white cat is dangerous. Frechte Gemore, wo meise der Rav uchmahave. The meise of Rav was with a black cat. You tell me a black cat is not dangerous. So the Gemore says, osam uchme bachivle. That means it was a descendant of a white cat. Now, a descendant of a white cat has in its genes the retzich of a white cat. That means this is a mazik. So, memele, that's why it happened. Frag the Gemara, Ravina cleared it for a shayla. The boy Ravina uchme ba chivra mal. Ravina cleared a shayla, a black cat that was the son of a white cat, mal. So, Isis is not so poshut. But the Gemara says, "Ki kami boile Ravina ba'uchme ba'chidra ba'uchme." That means it wasn't really a descendant from white cats. It was the grandfather was a black cat. The father was a white cat. Now he's a black cat, so here the shaila is maybe tachas abisecha yubanecho. That means his shayrish is from the Zayde. In the middle came out a white cat. But Al Kaponim is Sheresh from the Zayde, and the Zayde is a black cat, not a Masik. Maise de Rav, Be'uchme, Bar Chivra, Bar Chivra. Oh, the mice of Rav was speaking about, he came from generations of white cats. The Zeta was white, the father was white, and now he's black. See, he's a pesasa. But Al Kaponim, in Yesod, he's white. And so this cat is dangerous. This cat, you have to, there's a mitzvah, it's also l'kaimai, mitzvah l'hog. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, chivre mu'id lahazik odo. That's a white cat. That's the whole Rashi. Let us see Taisvis. Nofak rav v'dorash. So Taisvis says, Loi ato alze hamaise tiken. Not this was a fresh takone that Rav was mesaket. The porich alom ibraise. The Gemara asked, the braise says you're allowed to be megadol. So what's the kasha? The braise says you're allowed to be megadol, but Rav from this maise he saw that there's too much danger involved. So Rav made a takone. So al kochach he have to say that Rav said there was a previous takone. That it's also lekaima. Muta laholgoi va also lekaima. Vahoda omar eish lokish perg beis de Sanhedrin. Gabi ari vinemar vidoiv uzev ubardalis vinochosh. So we have here chayis rois, an ari, a leopard, and a lion, and a doiv. Da filu rabelezer da omar. Kolakoidem lahogan zochot. Abulaz held you allowed to kill them. Kolakoidem lahogan zochot. Aina davkik shemisu. So Reish Lakish is a meikel. You allowed to kill him only if they killed already someone. So they have already a criminal record. They killed someone. Then you allowed to kill them. Abuloi himisu loy. But if they didn't kill anyone, so even though these chayos rois. L'cheir ha-zichah have a potential that they could kill, but Al-Koponim Reish Lakish says, but the vile don't take the law in your hands and kill them, Kozman, they didn't kill anyone. They have to kill someone first, then you can kill them. Didn't kill anyone, you're not allowed to kill them, even though they're potential murderers. Azai zot Reish Lakish in Sanhedrin. So for Taisvis, here we hear by a cat, we hear over here by a cat that Rav said that, Also, lekaimam, muta lahogon, and afilu fakert, afilu never killed her. He doesn't. So Taisva says two terutza. Teretz number one. Hainu bikshurim bishalshela shekein derech legadlo, vahocha bechatu shein kishur. That means like this, that these chayes which are roaming in civilized areas, we're talking about, so it belongs to someone. So it's zicha, they are chained. They are chained. They're protected. So memele, so therefore, one shouldn't kill them, even though they're potential murderers, but one shouldn't kill them because in Yitzhak, they're protected. They're through chains. If a mice, they killed someone, so we see, vinishvi, somehow they weren't chained properly, then you're allowed to kill them. That is an ari. You don't chain a cat. The whole purpose of the cat is l'nakira sabayis. If you're gonna chain the cat, you're gonna walk around with the cat, it'll never catch any mice. So al kaponim, the mechuvin of a cat is it should be free. So memele, so a cat is worse than an ari, because an ari is chained and a cat is not chained. So memele, therefore you can kill a cat since it's a potential masik. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two, and Taisa says, I'm going to look at teretz, and I'd like to be marach a little in the second teretz. Inami, mahanu, forget about the chain, mahanu regilim bnei odom lizoil. That means that an ari, people know an ari is a dangerous chaya. So mele, people take precautions. So because of the precautions, it's not as dangerous anymore because people take precautions. Avol michatul ein nizoren. But by cats, people are not nizor. Why not?
שאין יוידם אם היא בר אוכמה או היא בר חברה, שהם מכירים באבו ישראל. That means like this. So, לחיירה, Taisva says, you see a black cat in front of you. So, memele, so there's no zehiros, because a person is a black cat, he doesn't know if he's a descendant from a white cat. So then there's a problem. Maybe the Zayd is also a white cat, and there's a problem. Or maybe he's a descendant, he has a black ichus all the way up. So then there's no problem. So there's no natural fear for cats, because you see a black cat, who says Bachal, there's a problem. And since so there's no Zahiris, so Lemaise, so L'chayre Pshat is, if I see a black cat, and I know this black cat stems from a white cat, or from two white cats, whatever the loch is, so so the din is, also L'kaimai Mutta L'horgoi, and by Mishum Gezel, I know this is a dangerous animal. So Memele, so then all these dinim apply. The Hamoin Am does not know the pedigree of this cat, so Memele, they won't be Nizah. So Memele, therefore, it's a Sakona for the Hamoin Am. So Memele, there it's also Lakaimai Mitzvah Lahoga, if you know the pedigree, you know where it comes from. So the Oitzah brings down a Moiradikadiyik. So he says, but what if you see a white cat? A white cat, everyone knows a white cat is like a lion. A white cat, everyone knows. So, l'chayre, a white cat, not allowed to kill. Mamash ben hapachu. Because a white cat is like a lion. Just like a lion, you're not allowed to kill if it never killed anyone. And Taisus says in the second parrots, the reason is because people are nizza, so you have nothing but to worry about. So a white cat, so you're not allowed to kill, because people are nizza. That he brings from someone, Mishma is kunedach, Medoitze brings from, so then he asks, Amir de Kekashe, so he says, so it should come out, you should be permitted to be Megadol, a white cat. The Gemara asked Akashe, just like you're allowed to be, just like allowed to be Megadol, a lion also, if a cat is no issa to be Megadol, a lion. The Gemara is Takasha, here it says it's Asala Gadol, and here it says Mutala Gadol. So it's Mutala Gadol by a black cat, by a white cat. It seems it's Asala Gadol. So he asks, why is it that way? Oma Ravine Lo'oiroi. So now Ravine said, it says two things. Ein by Mishum Gezel. And there's no mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveide. So the Gemara asked, if there's Ein by Mishum Gezel, you'll have to steal it by Hedya, so what's the Ein by Mishum a Shabbos Aveide? Amaravine Lo'ira. So Taisva says, She imotzon meis Ein chayiv ba Shabbos ha'oira. That means as follows. Ein by Mishum Gezel is talking about that Reuven possesses a vicious cat, which is dangerous. So, I'm allowed to steal it from him. I asked him 10 times, get rid of the cat. No. So, my male, I'm allowed to steal it from him and kill the cat. I'm allowed to do this. That's why. By Mishum Gezel. I mean, this person has a terrorist and he's been a godly terrorist. I'm allowed to steal it. But what if I found the cat dead already? So this cat already is not a mazik anymore. And this cat belongs to Reuven. So memela, I would think there's a mitzvah. So it's Reuven's cat that died. So I would think there's a mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda here. Because, so for care. So that's the chiddush, even though it died, there's no mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. Uktsas teime, given the Ashminen, the Einboy Mishum Gezel, if it says, there's no issa, I'm allowed to steal it, to kill it, my itzrechach, the mutter lohoga, you're allowed to kill it. You're allowed to steal it from the bailam to kill it. So, the body was allowed to kill it.
If it would say afterwards, so if I'm allowed to steal, to kill a body with, it's muta lahogoy. This was said in the beginning of the Baraisa, or the beginning of the Memra of Rav. So memele, there's no kasha. Zokta Gemara Vaita, Oma Rabbi Acha Bar Pope, Mishum Rabbi Abba Bar Pope, Mishum Rabbi Abba Bar Pope. And it seems it was a little confusing who the Bali Memra was. So we have here 3 days who the Bali Memra was. Va'omri lo Oma Rav Abba Bar Pope, Mishum Rabbi Chiya Bar Pope, Mishum Rabbi Acha Bar Pope. ואומרי לו, אומר רבא בבא פופה, משום רבא אחי בבא פופה, משום רבי חנניה בבא פופה. 3 different הלוכס. מסריין על החיכוך בשבס. מסריין, so have a מחלוקת רש"י in Tosfos, מסריין בציבו ובתחינו ובשופרס ובחצוצרס מסכת תענית. That means that if there was, this we'll see, this chichuch was a type of a shchin, which was a very, very, it was dangerous, was very, very uncomfortable. And if roiv of the tzibur were milke with this shchin, so in Shabbos, you're allowed, it's a tzoras chabim, it's not a poshet azach. So Rashi learns Pshat, so you come together, you make a kinnis shal tvile, you blow shofar, chatzotzreis, betchine, you say kapitlach tilim, and you mispalo, even though usually we don't do the Shabbos, but this is a tzoras rabin, so masrin al achichach b'Shabbos. That was one thing they said. They said a second thing, Videlas and in Elas Laiba Mahiroti Posach. A second thing they said, a door that shuts on someone, that means he had a opportunity for success, and then Tashgochal Yoina was Mesaviv that this door shut and success evaded him. So we have to know that it won't open up too soon. That means if he had this opportunity and somehow it was Nistavav Min HaShemayim that he lost this opportunity, he won't get this opportunity, doesn't knock twice. So Memele, we'll see exactly what the Chiddush is on my Nafkemina. A third thing they said, Balekeach Bayis Be'eretz Yisrael. A person purchased a house in Eretz Yisrael. You're allowed to write a shtar of mitzvah yishe ba'oretz. You're allowed to write a shtar in Shabbos, and the Gemara is going to explain each halacha separately. Let's go on the first halacha. Meisvei. The first halacha was masri in alachichoch b'Shabbos. If there's a shchin going around by roiv atzibur. So you're allowed to make lo shofar and chatzotzres and b'moire rachme shemayim. This is not a poshet machle. Frek the Gemara, we learned v'shal peronies amisrakshes v'boyes ala tzibo kegoin chichoch. Now this chichoch is a shchin. Chogov is a type of a locust, the grasshopper, zvub, tziro, v'yitush. There's a plague of, there's abundance of scorpions, of snakes. Loihoyu masriin, they didn't blow shofar. Elo tzayakin, they were mispalo. But al kaponim, and here you say, it says by chichuch, which is shchin, they weren't masriin. And here it says, they were masriin. So you have a stira. So the Gemara says, loikashe. Kan belach, kan biyovish. That means you have to see this shchin, you have to look, there was a superficial
chelik of the shchin from the outside, but the ikar shchin was in the inside. It penetrated into the body. So if it inside it's yovesh, so memela, that's a very, that, and that it's masriya, that's a terrible shchin. If the inside is yovesh, if the inside is lach, so it's not to gefelach, and that's what it says over here, that what it says, v'yhoyu masriyin anchichuch elatzoikin is speaking about a shchin lach mibifnim. Hoyu masriyin is speaking about a shchin yovesh mibifnim. The Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi shchin shehevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Mitzriyim lach mibachutz v'yovesh mibifnim, and this was a terrible marker, because it was yovesh mibifnim. Shenema v'yi shchin avabuas poireach ba'odom avabahema. So avabuas means like bubbles, so that means it was a bubbly on the outside, it was liquidy on the outside, but the inside was yovish, and that made it a terrible shchin. Masriyin b'tzibu u'b'tchina u'b'shoifreis u'b'chatzoitzreis b'mesaches times. Chichuch, shchin shemeschachich odom alay, he rubs himself, he scratches himself, it's very, very uncomfortable. The deles hanin eles ala odom mihiyois matzliach. He had an opportunity to be matzliach, and then the door shut on him. So what's my nafkemine? La fushi berachmi. That means, apiderech hateva, don't think that you'll be matzliach. He missed the boat once, so catch it again. If you missed it, you lost it, so apiderech hateva, you won't get it again. So there's only one eitzah, la fushi berachmi. And let's skip down, because this Rashi belongs later, but like, keich bayis migoi, oinoi, koisnov oinoi, shtar mechire. So the Gemara asked, it said, like, hoyu masriyin b'shabes, and it was like, tzoyekin b'yochit, takert, it was mamish, the, yeah. So yovesh, koshe milach, that's more difficult than lach. Avabuis poireach v'prichosoi d'haino mibachutz u'mevaveya d'haino lach mechlar d'befnim aveyovish mibachutz, it was liquidy and then mifnim it was yovish. Let us see Tosfos masriyin al achichoch b'shabes. So Tosfos says al kochoch lav haino asro b'shefer. So Tosfos is chaylik on Rashi. Zichah does not mean we masriya b'shoifer. B'shoifer b'shabes mi'ike. You don't blow shofar on Shabbos. Even this shofar you don't blow on Shabbos. And maybe the reason is that others say, oh, Shemi Yisakin Klishir, or Shemi Yavirendo. You don't blow shofar on Shabbos. I feel the shofar of Tainesim. To the Daik Pesebe Kama the Tainis. Ela hasro bepe ba'aneinu. Hascha means we ma'ira b'arayosem, as a lashon mustam betvile. You say aneinu. You say aneinu in Shmein Esrei in Shabbos. V'sove kemanda omar hosom da'aneinu kori lei hascha. That pshat masriyim is aneinu. V'teima. So if masriyim means you say aneinu, so v'teima the mai porech mahi de b'shar mine peronis tektoni lohoyu masriyin alachichuch elatzayekim. Dilma ochi kama. Maybe it means lohoyu masriyin b'shayfer. They mean shayfer. They weren't masriyin b'shayfer. Elatzayekim bepe b'aneinu. So my mail of hakeh, it stims. It stims. Chichuch. You don't blow shayfer. The first time it meant you say aneinu, the second time it means you don't blow shofar, you're tzoyking b'aneinu. Be'ein loy ma'af al gav de tabayu, bepeh ascho l'chud, tz'oka l'chud. So Tosfos says, maybe you'll say that everything is bepeh, but there's masriyin, which is aneinu, and there's tzoyikim, and tzoyikim is a smaller madrege than ascho. Dosa mash medemanda manein nekorele ascho, chodei. It's
the same thing. That's a yikin, that's a scho, that's a nain. Yishloim bedachi pelush. Mi de koma shebishabis masriyin, if you hold that shabish yo masriya, l'chol apoches baneinu, im kein roi lasis alachichach asro afilu b'shoifa b'choil. If you say aneinu b'shabes, so vada givis, you should blow shoifa b'choil ki mishudova godol kol kach v'b'shabes tzoyekim. The Gemara says, no, we're talking about two types of shchin. Alachogov, it says anchogov, which also says a type of a grasshopper, so it's also a masri. Legosinen valagavoy, which is a type of a locust, Rabasnisen de Seda Taini is a look nan shemasriin al haarbe valachosu valagavoy. So you are masri. You are masri on a locust. And here it says a masri. So according to Geiris, guvoy, Geiris chogo, which is a type of a grasshopper. Vishloimel, so this is a few terutsu. Could be you are Geiris Guvoi, and the Hossam Bepe, not the Vaidish Lama, the Shabagasin Alay, we are Geiris, but Hossam Be Guvoi, there's two types of Guvoi. Be Guvoi, Hamazik Lesodes, Dunya, the Arbe, the Chasil, the Tony Hossam. Guvoi, that's Mazik Sodes, Yemasriya, because they'll take away the whole food supply. They can devour the whole food supply. So memele, so there yitake masriya. The gavoy the hocha b'mazik libnei odom. He was speaking of gavoy which mazik people. They don't put them in, they don't take away the food supply. Tum yedetzirim v'shiluach nechoshim perishri. So then, so fully you are goyres gavoy. So it could be, there's two types of gavoy. There's a gavoy that's masik odom, that's a masriyim. Gavoy that eats up the sodas, so that is masriyim. Zog te gemore weiter. Videles anin eles, loy bimeheiro ti posach. A deles, a door that was closed on a person, will not open up quickly. Mayi. Mazutra Omar Smiche. We're talking about Smiche. So the Mefarshim explained the Heichu the Nimnu al Chacham Echad L'Samchoi L'Kroy Seirav. They were maskim the Gdeli Yisrael to give this person Smiche. The Nin al Adelus. Then something happened. They also be Yodom and they didn't give him Smiche then. Loi b'meherati posach, loi misrami milsa l'mismachay, they won't have a second opportunity. I mean, that's elo ayidei atchak. That means it will not, it's not, that's a simen min ha-shamayim, that he's not mu'usid for smiche, and it won't, and if there ever will be smiche, it will not be, will not go smoothly. Then the Gemara says further, Ravashi Oma kol Ameriyim loy, loy b'mehero meitivin loy. If things go bad for someone, he shouldn't expect that it'll change overnight. That's also a simen on the anhoge min hashemayim with him. There's a very interesting lotion of the Meiri. The Miri says, "Afal pi shem mishpatei ha'odom mitzad tildosoi umazoloi dan hoge of a person tolly in his tilde in the mazel that each person has a different mazel mavoi godol beinyonov. This is a mavoi godol. That means this is a path, or this will." We can assume that this will be his inyonim, his hatzloche, his occurrences. Ad that Chazal said Shedeles Haneeles Loibi Mehera Hi Niftachas. It means if I see how things are going by him, it all of a sudden became Ois Mutzlach Mikol Moke. Ein Boze Ikov Mikol Bekol. It does not mean that it's Fafal. And it's it. I see I'm going down. Every investment he makes, he's not successful. Elo, adovol mosul litvila ulamaisa. That means a person has the capability of being mishana this through tvila imaisim toivim. Ula oilam share tvila imaisim toivim loy ninalu. These sharem are never locked. Hello, Meginim Badoi, these will protect him. Umishanim Olof Sidre Bereshis. And Tfilis Bakoyach to be Mishana Sidre Bereshis. I mean, even though through the Anhoga of the Mazolois, his Anhoga should be Imutzlachtik, but Al Koponim Tfilah Maisim Toivim can change this all. V'ze tovo roi umuchach be'emune u'begidrei hadas. This is something that the mamin should believe and understand that shari tefillah leininalo, shari maisim toivim leininalo. So afilu there's cheshbonis, why? Not alt oinish bedavke. That means alt mitzat teudosoi u'mazoloi. He was born with such a mazel that he seems he's an e mutzlach. Al kaponim, these things can change. Zok the Gemara weiter. Rav Ache midifti oma la'olam ein metivim. Now Rav Ache midifti said a very strong lashon. It's not loy b'mehera. But loylam ain metivaloy. It'll never. That means this opportunity that slipped out of his hands will never get it back again. Veloyhi, it's not true. Rav Ache midifte milse denavshi yodoma. This was God by him. There was such a maise. The Gemara brings down the psa maise and Baba Basra. They were about to appoint him Rosh Yeshiva, and then someone else came in the city, and it slipped out of his hands. He always was hoping he might still become Rosh Yeshiva, Le'osu B'yodai. But to say such a statement that Lo'i L'mei Metivon Lo'i is, by him, he wasn't Zayche, but it doesn't mean that it's not a generality that should be said. What does Rashi say? Milse de Navshei. The Baba Basra Bashutrim, the Imnuhu, they were manim loyse bereshe. They wanted to make him Rosh Yeshiva. Vloyistaye milse. Then something happened that minui was not successful. So by him it was to lay also be other, but this is not a generality that one is entitled to assume. Loy lemein metivin loy. Vahod kama iu gufei beuvde didei. In the beginning, when it slipped out of his hands, he said loy b'mehera metivin loy. That's he said in the beginning. Ze omal. So in the beginning, he said this b'shosha yesavu adain sheir zirav yimnoi se rosh yeshiva. Then he still had hope that he could still become a rosh yeshiva. Avol b'sayit, when all his hopes diminished, shteich ziru, amar la'olam ein metivin. Then he said this statement, la'olam ein metivin.